Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We will start the show with Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Happy Wednesday, Joe. Good to be with you.
Hey, Michael, you yesterday issued a statement following the Erie County Democrats interview on WGRZ, and this is relating to immigration, which is the top of every newscast. What did you see when hearing local Democrats talk about, well, what we're calling illegal immigration, they call undocumented immigrants?
Well, what I saw was a party that was united behind a refusal to oppose making Buffalo a sanctuary city. Of the five candidates running for mayor in the Democratic primary for the city of Buffalo, not a single candidate would state emphatically that they oppose sanctuary city policies. Three of the candidates said they affirmatively support making Buffalo a sanctuary city, and the endorsed Erie County Democratic handpicked candidate Senator Sean Ryan stated very clearly that he will not work with immigration as mayor of the city of Buffalo. So really just an extreme position coming out of the Erie County and city of Buffalo Democrats. The American people have made it clear they support President Trump's immigration policies. Shock, they don't want illegal immigrants coming into their communities and causing violence, attacking American citizens, and being put on the taxpayer dole. But the Democratic Party in Erie County, in Buffalo, in Washington, in Albany is consistent in their message that they welcome sanctuary city policies. They want the lawlessness to continue. And we invited voters who think that that is the wrong direction to join us at the Erie County Republican Committee, support our candidates for mayor, towns, county offices, and put an end to the lawlessness of the illegal immigration that was welcomed by Joe Biden and embraced by members of the Erie County Democratic establishment.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget, I mean, Kathy Hochul is testifying tomorrow on her sanctuary state policy and a lot of the stuff that she has done as governor. We all know what County Executive Mark Poloncarz did with the, quote, migrants from New York. And you mentioned Sean Ryan. He's currently the state senator. As you said, he's the endorsed Democrat in the mayoral primary. I mean, yesterday he had a comment. I had to go back and make sure I was hearing it right, where he says, I don't understand what ICE was doing in North Buffalo. I mean, are we supposed to believe that Sean Ryan didn't get the memo during the election?
I don't understand how Donald Trump could have been any more clear. If you are in this country illegally, you will be removed. This is not something that is shocking, not surprising. The president was very clear. Tom Homan has been very clear. And the American people have been very clear in their support for that policy. They do not want criminal, illegal immigrants in their community, and they're going to work to remove people who have broken our laws and come into this country the wrong way. We are a community and a country of immigrants, but immigrants who have entered the country the right way, and those who cut the line, those who broke the law coming here, are going to be sent home. then they can come back in a legal manner. Except if you're a criminal, we don't want you here. But if Sean Ryan wants to welcome criminals into Buffalo, that's on him. And he can explain that to the voters of this city.
And as you said, I mean, this is Democrats nationwide. I mean, look, John Fetterman speaks out against illegal immigration policy of the Democrats, and they're talking about primarying him. I mean, if you're a Democrat and don't fall in line with sanctuary status, I mean, they'll primary you. It's far from the days. You know, I said this yesterday, Michael. Barack Obama, when I was in college, was elected president, and, you know, he was going to be the most progressive president, and on a lot of things he was. I mean, but he deported 3 million people, and I didn't see one riot in L.A., in Atlanta, in Chicago, in Buffalo. I saw no riots. Donald Trump is nowhere close to that number, and we're seeing what's developing out west.
It's pretty shocking that in today's Democratic Party, it's an extreme position to oppose pelting ICE officers with rocks, right? But that's the reality of today's Democratic Party. I'm here in Albany in the final days of state legislative session, and yesterday there was a protest blocking traffic out in front of the state capitol. And, you know, I was noting this is not a rally of extremists. This is a rally of the mainstream of the Democratic Party that had signs that saying F ICE, F Trump, free Palestine, every progressive slogan they could come up with. This is the modern Democratic Party. This is not the party of JFK and the working class. This is a party of social justice warriors and extremists who despise law enforcement. They disrespect law and order, and they frankly, I think, are embarrassed to be Americans. The Republican Party has become the party of the working class and of the people of common sense, people who believe that America is a great country, people who believe that our police and law enforcement officers deserve to be treated with respect, and that we should be uplifting working class families. I saw a video yesterday of an African-American woman who was trying to get to work, and she was blocked by these far left protesters who were laughing at her because she was concerned that their far left protest was going to prevent them from getting to her job so she can provide for her kids. And I saw somebody post online, the new Democratic Party meeting the old Democratic Party. I think that's so true. And it's just an extreme position, I think, for most Americans. But today, this extreme rhetoric that you're seeing is actually the middle of the road policy of the Democratic Party.
And as you said, I mean, it's obviously it's clear as day in the city of Buffalo, but it's the Democrat Party of Erie County, of New York State, of the USA as we speak right now. And this is the greatest country, because if it wasn't, people wouldn't be trying to break into it.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to see in this country, in the United States, whether it's in L.A. or Buffalo, and they want to bring this behavior to Buffalo, make no mistake. I don't want to see cop cars lit on fire with somebody standing over it waving the Mexican flag. I do not want to see that in downtown Buffalo, but if Sean Ryan and the Erie County Democrats have their way, that's exactly what they're going to welcome here, and I would be shocked if they did see it here, that they would have the courage to condemn it. It's an extreme and unfortunate position, but it is a culture that's being embraced by the Democratic Party, who's afraid to speak out against the, you know, increasingly extreme positions the party is embracing.
For sure. Michael, why I have you here, we talked on Sunday, and I got so into the elections going on in Erie County, especially in Amherst, with the stalled or failed projects of the current administration in Amherst, that we didn't get to Governor Kathy Hochul and the lies that she's been called out on when it comes to this new budget. You mentioned you're in Albany. You know, Kathy Hochul is saying this is one of the biggest tax cuts, and this is going to be great for working families. But even the Buffalo News is calling her out for saying, yeah, that's not 100% true.
Yeah, we actually, the Republican Senate and Assembly were joined by Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, somebody who's exploring a campaign for governor earlier this week, blasting the governor for what is essentially a failed affordability session. She's talked a lot at her State of the State, at her budget address, about how making New York more affordable was her number one priority. But even the Buffalo News and their fact check called out the largest middle class tax cut in years is a lie. The reality is that it's a small fraction of a percent reduction that will be eaten up by inflation in just two short years. So there is no real middle class tax cut included in the state budget. And then you add on to the fact that throughout session and definitely over the next 2 days while we're here in Albany, they're going to pass a number of bills that will make New York life in New York extraordinarily more expensive. They're considering things like the New York Heat Act, that would drive up utility costs, ban gas stoves, and force us onto this, you know, Green New Scam policy. So, you know, I just think it's funny. The governor talks a lot about affordability. She's very focused on getting headlines on the issue, not so much on the delivery, where Western New York families will actually see a reduction in the cost of living in New York. And that, to me, is the number one issue that's driving people out of Buffalo, out of Western New York, out of New York State to places like Florida, Texas, and Tennessee, where they can actually live free and live affordable.
Yeah, you know, talking about affordability, I mean, this is another bloated budget that's been approved by Governor Hochul. You know, as long as she has one party rule in Albany, I guess that's going to be the norm for New York State.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing a lot of really, really bad things that are happening in New York State because of one party control. They passed a series of expansive gun control policies this week. They're going to make our state less free and infringe on the Second Amendment rights of New Yorkers. They're passing bills to corrupt our court system. We expect later this week them to pass a very, very corrupt bill that's intended to move Republican judges out of Erie County and consolidate judicial control under Democratic Party bosses in Western New York and across upstate. So one-party rule is certainly bad for average New Yorkers. And I think it's my hope that next year, when we have a important gubernatorial election, that Erie County will be a part of saving the state and firing Kathy Hochul.
You know, we talked about this on Sunday. Obviously, we're seeing the odd year elections this year, a lot of them going on here in Erie County. But if it were up to New York State, they want everything to be in the odd years. They want everything together. When does that start? Has that been passed? When does it start? And could it be repealed if there's a new administration?
So it passed last year. There were some legal challenges that are still ongoing. It's currently waiting to go to New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals. Although, as you recall, during the redistricting fight, the Democrats were afraid they were going to lose that court case. So they simply kicked out some judges and put in loyal foot soldiers to the party at New York's highest court. So I don't like our chances. So that bill is in effect. So those who are running this year in a local election will actually run for one less year in their term of office, which will move their reelections into an even year. And while they're trying to tout this as a good government measure, the reality is it's an attempt for them to tip the scales further in their favor here in New York and limit discussion on important local issues. You know, you were I think you're going to be talking about the, you know, the Colvin plan to reduce traffic on Colvin in a national election year. Who's ever going to have time to discuss such an important local issue? I live right off of Colvin Boulevard. I don't want to see massive traffic backups. But when you're talking about national issues of a presidential campaign or a congressional campaign, you're never going to have time to dedicate the discussion necessary to hyper-local discussion. So that's what they want to do. They want to try to nationalize every election from highway superintendent to the president of the United States. I think, a cynical effort. I think this was a bill that passed without support of local elected officials, Republican and Democrat, because at the end of the day, the Democrats in Albany, the Democrats in Western New York, they care about one thing, and that's their own power and protection. That's it.
You know, I know this is probably way too crazy to think, Michael, and I can say something like this when we're talking on one of my opinion shows and not on Hardline. We need a Ron DeSantis in the governor's seat. The way he turned Florida from a swing state to a solid red state, I'm not saying New York will ever be a solid red state, but it would be nice to turn it to, you know, a purple state. You know, it would be nice to have that kind of leadership. And as you said, I mean, it all starts with a gubernatorial election next year.
Yeah, well, it was funny. As I was watching Congresswoman Stefanik address the media in Albany the other day, I was struck by how her strong responses to the members of the Albany press corps reminded me of Governor DeSantis, sort of his take no nonsense. He's not going to be force-fed biased questions by the media. He's going to deliver the truth to the people of Florida. And I saw a lot of that in Congresswoman Stefanik. Certainly Congressman Lawler, who's also exploring a run, is somebody who's got the ability to push back on these false media narratives. No offense, Joe. But I think that's what it's going to take. I think you got to have somebody who's a tough fighter, who's willing to not only take on the left and the extreme policies that they support, but also to punch through some of the biased media that we have in this state. And of course, the national, you know, mainstream media that has been under, you know, been attacking Donald Trump since he came down the escalator in 2015 and attacks, you know, Republicans and conservatives in elected office or those who are supporters of their constitutional freedoms or law and order. So that's what I think it's going to take, is somebody who's got, you know, a tough spine and willing to take on tough fights. And I think we've got some really great prospects, including Congresswoman Stefanik, who really embodies that punch through mentality that Donald Trump has brought to the national scale.
You know, you mentioned that escalator ride that everyone goes back to in 2015. Maybe I am. I was naive when Trump was reelected in November because I thought, well, he got the popular vote this time. Obviously, we're not going to have the freakouts that we had the first term. Michael, I was sadly mistaken and proven wrong very quickly.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, I still, you know, remember what it was like at the GOP watch party in 2024 late at night when we saw the presidential election called for Donald Trump. It was such an awesome experience to see him come back to the White House. I was proud to be down in Washington for his inauguration. It's just, I think people are feeling optimistic that we're getting our country back. And I just want to see that translate to New York and to Erie County, where we can put the people back in charge, not the, you know, the power brokers. And again, I just kind of juxtapose. If you really watch what Democrats in Albany are doing, what Democrats in Erie County are doing, it's really more about them climbing the political ladder. Certainly you can see the, you know, the sliding doors that people are anticipating already. Should Sean Ryan move to City Hall? Who's going to go here into this spot? That's what their priorities are, is how can we move our friends and family up the political ladder? They're not focused every day on how can I make life better for the people of West New York, for the people of New York State. It's how can we make better life better for ourselves? So I would just urge your listeners, whether you're Republican, Democrat, conservative, or independent, think long and hard about what the people that are currently in power are doing and who they're serving, and ask yourself if we should be looking for alternatives.
Michael Crocker, Erie County GOP Chairman. Sir, thank you for all the work you do, and thank you for joining me this morning.
Good to be with you, Joe. Give my friend Congressman Collins my best.
You will do, will do. Michael Crocker, Erie County GOP Chairman.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.